You're listening to B2B Nation, a podcast from Technology Advice designed to help marketers navigate the modern B2B buyer's journey. Here's your host, Mike Pastor.
Instituting change is always a challenge, but you're a marketer, so you know that, because a big part of marketing is trying to institute change. And sometimes, in our roles as marketers and elsewhere, we have to try and institute change into institutions that simply don't like change.
There was a study last year that said construction is just behind hunting and fishing when it comes to technology adoption.
That's Stephanie Serrell, Vice President of Marketing at Avere, which makes tools that bring artificial intelligence to construction projects. On this episode of the B2B Nation podcast, Stephanie and I are talking about the challenges Avere faces in its marketing, how marketing tech to an industry like construction differs from her days in Silicon Valley, and why steel-toed boots are now part of her work attire. Welcome to B2B Nation. Welcome, Stephanie Serrell from Avere. Why don't you take a minute and tell us who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So my name is Stephanie, and I'm currently the VP of Marketing at Avere, which is a construction AI company based out of New York City. We have a small marketing team here. So my role as VP requires me to handle the strategic side of the business, which is the growth pipeline, metrics, things like that. The executional side, no task is too small. I've packed boxes for many events that we've gone to implementing processes and building campaigns. And then a lot of the creative side. So creating content, doing design needs as needed when they can be done in-house, and managing one of our other people that are on our team and our vendors. So I wear a lot of hats here, but it's been a really fun journey to tell the Avere story and kind of watch it grow over the last almost 2 years.
All right. So on that note, why don't we talk about Avere's technology and your target audience that you're trying to reach?
Sure. So Avere, like I said, is an AI company that services the construction industry. Basically, in layman's terms, what we do is we're able to take data from things like laser scans and 360 photos, videos, and compare it against a project's design model, which in the construction industry is called a BIM, and the actual building as construction happens. So because we can create this digital twin and analyze it through our platform, customers are able to gain things like access to automated progress tracking against their schedule of deadlines and their budget. And then they're also able to see where installation errors are going to cause issues in the future. And then at the end of the project, the customer is also left with an updated model that they can use in the future that helps with the maintenance of the building. So it's really kind of a revolutionary tool that is taking AI and using it against an actual structure to give somebody a true digital twin of their build. Our target audience is mainly general contractors and owners. So in the GC land, there's about 8 different personas that we sell into that can be anywhere from a virtual design engineer and an innovation head down to a superintendent or a project manager that's on physical site for the project. The other side of the house is owners, which would be people like Meta or Google, Amazon, who are building data centers and then hiring a GC to complete their construction project. And then sometimes they will hire and bring in tools that they want to use and have the GC use them versus the GC having them and the owner signing off on them. So there's kind of the two houses that we sell into.
Construction and AI, maybe a combination that for years people wouldn't put together, but AI, it's part of everything now, right? So what are some of the challenges that you or your team face when you're marketing Avere solutions?
Yeah. So I think that kind of going off of what you just said, we work for an older industry and one that doesn't always love change. There was a study last year that said construction is just behind hunting and fishing when it comes to technology adoption, which I find hilarious. I'm like, we need to work on that. So it's not that they're against technology. There's been, we have a technology revolution. There's been a whole bunch of change in the industry from very manual labor hundreds of years ago to what we have now. But there's another kind of change on the horizon that is this kind of AI digital digitization, I guess I would say, of the industry. And, you know, sometimes we talk to people and they're like, this fancy AI tool, like, what is it exactly that you do? But it is a technology that really moves forward the industry and does something that you can't just do with the human element. And if you add AI with humans, it does end up giving you this really complementary outcome that's just better for business, better for build safety, and lots of things of where the industry is going to go in the future. So I think that that's probably one of the hardest things that we run into, because not everyone is ready, and that's okay. And that's something that we do focus on it, Avir, and how I look at marketing is that we're not here to force you to believe that you need to have all of these mass technological changes that are happening. People will get there eventually, but some people are a little slower than others. And it just kind of depends on what their comfort level is with their operations and where they're at. So I would say that's one of the biggest challenges. And then the other big challenge that you have in our industry specifically, or in industrial tech, is you have parent companies, and then they have many regional offices that basically have their own budget, their own buying team. You might get a project with one region, and then three other regions are using a competitor. So just because you win an account doesn't mean you win the account. You win the project with this one specific group of people. So expanding into a business like that, it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of man hours and a lot of marketing touches and sales touches. And so even though you get a win, you're basically still net new prospecting all over again to the same account.
When you think about the obsession with recurring revenue and getting an account and being able to count 12 months of revenue anytime you're in a business model where you're constantly trying to win, whether it's quarter over quarter or project over project, it's a whole different ballgame. It changes the entire structure of your organization and what you do.
It does. And I mean, even from a reporting level, we have ARR, but that's not really how it works because it's by project. So it's not a yearly subscription to something, it's project-based. So it just kind of changes how you even look at how much pipeline you have in the system at that point, and like what's going to close versus what's not. It's just a little bit different than a lot of other industries and kind of how you would normally look at data and just kind of marketing challenges.
Right. So one of the interesting things about your career is that in previous positions at companies like Riverbed and Zscaler, you were marketing to people who were perhaps more comfortable with technology, certainly, you know, above the hunters and fishermen. And so how does that make your whole approach to marketing different compared to what you did when you worked for companies like that, who are targeting people who were pretty interested in tech kind of throughout their lives, not just at work?
Well, I will say cybersecurity is one of the worst and hardest industries to market to, because they do not want to be marketed to. That's one thing I always took away from that, is I had so many CISOs and engineers just be like, please just don't email me at all. So there is that like difference. But I would say previous companies like Riverbed and Zscaler, they were so big that you didn't really have to tell anyone who you were at that point, when I was there at that point. And, you know, their story had been told for years, and people inherently already trusted the brand of those companies. So for us, you know, when you're small and you're new and you're doing something that hasn't really been done in the space before, I look at marketing as we have to educate and we have to sell. It needs to be kind of hand in hand. So when we put out content and campaigns at Avir, I'm always trying to focus on what the end user is actually getting from what we're sending. We take the education arm of what we do very seriously at Avir. I have multiple people from multiple groups in a thought leadership group that help create content that marketing puts out. So we're making sure that it's not just fluffy marketing content. I actually have, you know, subject matter experts talking about things that matter. And that's important. That's really a big way that we market, being authentic and being able to be a trusted name in the space. Even if you're not buying from us right now, I still want you to find value in what we're doing and learning something about this technology and how it can impact your business in a good way. And to me, that's also a win besides just being able to create an op for sales.
All right. So you mentioned the thought leadership, educating customers, potential customers and prospects who maybe aren't ready to make the leap into adding AI to their construction programs. But what have you found to be the most effective message, and what are the best tactics for helping reach this audience that you're trying to reach?
Sure. So we've changed our main message a few times in the 2 years that I've been at Avere. I love to test things. I like to see how they work with the world and who we're actually trying to sell to. But I will actually say the one that we're currently using, I think, is the strongest. And it seems to be getting the most attention. Humans are generally risk averse, and companies are definitely risk averse, especially right now, given economics and all the things that are going on in our country. So I think that by leading with automated risk analysis and being able to let them know that they can use data they already have, and that that helps decrease the risk of missing deadlines, installing things in the wrong place, and going over budget, it's kind of a no-brainer to a person saying, well, that makes sense. It does these core things that I have issues with on a job site. I should have a technology like that. And it makes it, I think, a lot easier to understand how they would use it versus us being a little more fancy and talking about the BIM and kind of how AI works. When you're de-risking your job site, that seems to work well for everybody. And I would say the best means to spread that message for us, because this is an older industry, social media is really not a thing for us, doesn't really bring in much. LinkedIn, however, does have a very solid construction kind of community. So we get a lot from being able to share content through LinkedIn. And then emails, honestly, is still one of the best ways to get a hold of people in our industry. So that's something that we definitely tend to focus on. So nothing crazy inventive. It's just making sure that we're sending people the right things that they actually care about.
It's pretty interesting because you mentioned working in security. Mm-hmm. People didn't, they were done receiving emails and didn't want to be emailed anymore. And then you switch industries and it's like, hey, here, email is like the most effective tactic. And the interesting thing about LinkedIn is, you know, I think we all have personal connections who might be in different industries, but we fill up our LinkedIn connections with people who work in about the same space that we do. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you know people in healthcare or construction or architecture, it's like, that's a whole different LinkedIn. Like, you don't even see that. It's like this whole mm-hmm. other world out there.
I know my feed is the algorithm is a complete mess because it's literally marketing people, cybersecurity, and construction basically now. And I don't think LinkedIn knows what it wants to send me at this point. Because I've worked in so many different industries, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's you're selling to very different people in side industrial tech. And it was a breath of fresh air after, you know, I've been doing this for about 15 years, being in Silicon Valley, heads down, like living in San Francisco, doing that whole thing for a decade. I was completely burnt out and needed out. And industrial tech came knocking. Everybody thought I was crazy. They were like, you want to go work in construction industry? And it's been amazing. I actually love the space. It's really unique. And you run into some very smart and very unique people that are literally building the world we live in. So it's pretty cool.
I would imagine it's kind of a breath of fresh air, right? It's taking technology. And like you said at the outset, it's taking technology to an industry where it hasn't for so long played a central role in what they do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the tech companies, Silicon Valley, like tech was there from the beginning. You know, when they started doing construction thousands of years ago, there was
tech, right? and I mean, plus it's fun. I own a hard hat and steel toe boots. And if you asked me that 5 years ago, I never would have thought that I would own those two things. So it's cool to go on to actual job sites though and see them building. And like it's massive when you're watching it. Like even just how far they build down into the ground versus what they're building up. It's wild when you see it in person.
All right. The question we asked just about everybody on B2B Nation, what is your favorite tool? And our usual ground rules apply here. You can't mention one of Avere's tools, even if they let you wear hard hats and steel-toed boots when you're trying it out. And you can't say your phone unless you're in a specific app, because none of us are any good without our phones. So what is it? What is the favorite tool for you, Stephanie?
I am actually going to say Adobe's Creative Suite. So my background is in design. I actually went to art school for college. So one of the ways I'm able to wear so many hats with a tiny team at Avere is that I minored in graphic design. So Adobe, you know, I can edit PDFs that are already done. If content needs to be updated, I can make videos, I can record audio. I can create ads and, you know, edit things that are coming through from our vendors. So I don't have to go bill back $200 an hour if it's a really small fix, and I can just do it myself. So they have so many different tools, and they're constantly updating them to do better and cooler things. I don't think I could ever do my job, my whole career, without anything from Adobe. So I'm a big fan of them.
From art school to Silicon Valley to steel-toed boots. That's good. There's a memoir coming, I think.
I was going to say that should be my tagline. That's quite a journey.
All right. Stephanie Cyril from Avere, thanks for joining us on B2B Nation.
Thanks so much.
Thanks again to Stephanie Cyril from Avere for joining us on this episode of the B2B Nation podcast. Thanks also to Amy Dunn and Kimberly Heidbrader from the Technology Advice team. If you found this episode insightful or helpful, subscribe to B2B Nation on Apple, Google, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Mnemonics and the Guild wrote our theme song. We'll catch you next time on B2B Nation.